Hello and welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
Another restaurant week is added to Nashville's calendar.
We'll show you how to spend that perfect spring weekday.
Plus, another large project in the East Bank will soon break ground.
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Good morning, Nashville.
Good morning, Nashville. Today's episode is brought to you by our wonderful sponsor, Bless Day Coffee. And you can have an opportunity to bless someone with Bless Day Coffee. They have an amazing feature on their site that many people do not. The ability to just send a gift card to somebody. And nobody wants to do this the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, which is super rare in Nashville. Because like a lot of these restaurants that we've talked about on this podcast do not have access to send gift cards.
This is a very easy thing to do. I mean, you want that opportunity to just send somebody coffee. It's a very, very nice and friendly gift to give somebody, whether that's a client, a friend, family member. It's literally good for anything. And you can send them a gift card for Blessed Day Coffee. All you have to do is head to blesseddaycoffee.com. And while you're there, or if you just want to get the get the coffee, skip the gift card.
Yeah.
Or you can get both. Yeah. Head over to blesseddaycoffee.com. When you're buying that coffee, use the promo code XPLR20 at checkout. Save yourself 20% and have some of the most fresh and sustainable coffee here in Nashville. If you get yourself some coffee, skip the gift card, get yourself some coffee and save that 20%. They also have many free delivery options for us Nashvillians here in town. So get that. If you're not in Nashville, you want to spread the love to somebody who's outside of Nashville, use that gift card. Same. If you're outside of Nashville, you want to spread the love to somebody inside of Nashville, use that gift card. Head over to blesseddaycoffee.com and check out all of their offerings there.
I've been drinking their decaf like every single night, and it's so nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I'm just drinking decaf and now at like 8 p.m. and I'm just like,
oh, whoa,
so good.
So smooth.
Their coffee is delicious.
So fresh.
So get yourself a bag and a gift card. Do both.
While we're on the topic of food and drinks here in Nashville, just when we thought there's no way that we could have more restaurant weeks. We've already had Burger Week, Hot Chicken Week.
Yeah. We haven't had the Nashville Scenes Restaurant Week yet.
We've had a restaurant week from Visit Music City. But now, Marshall Hospitality is putting out a restaurant week. So you'll start to see this. This will be a trend by
all the hospitality groups.
The end of this year or next year.
Yep, every single hospitality group will be doing this.
100%. Every single hospitality group will have their own restaurant week. It's just better for us.
Yeah.
It's much better for us.
You may be wondering what A. Marshall Hospitality Group owns. They own some of the best restaurants in Nashville. Let's just be honest about that. They own Puckett's. They own Deacon's New South. They own
Americana Tap House down in Franklin.
And then they own this one, too. And this is a new restaurant of theirs. They used to have this, the Puckett's Boathouse, but they changed it to a burger restaurant called Burger Dandy.
So, Stuart, we recently learned about Burger Dandy.
Literally when we were doing this episode, I'm like, what is this restaurant?
What are your thoughts so far? Can we pull up that restaurant?
I think we need to.
Everybody deserves the goodness of what we just found, especially if you're down in the Franklin area. Also, while we're pulling that up, if you've never been to Deacon's New South and they have a pre-fixed dinner for under $65 or for $65, go there ASAP. All right. So here is Burger Dandy down in Franklin. So this is coming from their Instagram account.
Yeah. So this is off of Main Street, I believe, in downtown Franklin. It's right near the river. But this looks like a delicious smash burger. Look at that thing.
Looks like a great potato bun. Got the nice crinkly fries.
On some of their burgers, they do Coca-Cola fries. So they marinate the onions.
You mean Coca-Cola onions?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Not fries.
That would be very interesting.
But they marinate the onions inside of Coca-Cola. Ooh. That just sounds amazing. And their prices, all of their burgers are under $8, which is incredible. This is competition for Hugh Babies.
It is. But as you're enjoying this restaurant week.
Can we just watch this video of them putting cheese on these fries?
Yes.
And the chili?
Yes.
Look at this thing.
That is incredible.
Slow-mo. Just dropping. Oh, yeah.
All right. Leave a comment if you are hungry watching the slow-mo shot of their fries being prepared.
If you're listening to this, we just have to describe this. So this is a little pail of fries, and they look like these little like crispy fries, and they are slow motion dropping chili on these fries.
Oh my gosh, so beautiful!
And you just see these chunks of beef go into the fries, and you're just like, this looks absolutely amazing.
So when is this restaurant week? It's taking place right now. It will end on March 20th. It started on the 14th. AMH will host food specials and giveaways across all 10 restaurants throughout Tennessee. So you don't necessarily have to be a Nashvilleian to enjoy this. They have a location of Puckett's in Columbia, Murfreesboro, Chattanooga, Pigeon Forge. So I'm very excited about this.
Well, the Puckett's meal is awesome. Let's throw up this menu real quick. So this is $20. You can get your starter either fried green beans or a pimento cheese bites, which those pimento cheese bites at Puckett's are fantastic.
Can we see the Deacon South as well?
Oh, yeah.
We'll Deacon's New South, because that was an experience that I told you about that experience about a month ago.
Yeah.
Unforgettable. Their steaks were absolutely incredible.
Okay. So this is $65 for a 3-course meal, it looks like. Your starter, you have a seafood bisque. Picnic egg salad. For your entree, you have a tenderloin medallions or seared NC trout. So
maybe North Carolina trout. Yeah.
For dessert, a buttermilk tart. Wow,
man. I mean, don't sleep on Deacon's. It's absolutely incredible. Just go ahead and get yourself a tour around a Marshall Hospitality during this time.
The really cool thing is they're doing a passport. And so if you go to their different restaurants and you get like the stamps, you have an opportunity to win a gift card of $250, $500, or $1,000.
It's fantastic.
So just a great opportunity.
Also, springtime is, you know, one of these days in the spring, you will have just a random day that's a weekday and you're going to have a weekday off and you're going to be like, what the heck do I do here in Nashville with this random weekday off? Because the weekends, there's already a lot of plans for weekends. You're already going to know what to do and places are going to be crowded. But the weekdays are going to be much different. And you're going to be wondering what you want to do, but you're going to be prepared for this moment now. We put a video out a few years ago on our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. If you're not subscribed, make sure you hit that subscribe button on there. And this is how to spend a fantastic spring day in Nashville. It includes some of our favorite locations for this time of year. Now, we're not going to spoil everything, but we want to give you a little resource to put in your back pocket. We have all the links for the video and this map we're about to show you in our show notes. But I think this is just a cool feature added to the video that we have here.
So one of the things that we do with some of these videos is we take Google Maps and we add all of these locations to these Google Maps. And so you literally can have this Google Map saved into your Google Maps profile on your app or on your desktop. And you could just choose this and it's going to show you all of our favorite locations for this video. And you just click on the little blue dots in the Google Maps thing and it'll take you directly to that address.
Yeah, a lot of cool sites on there. And it's a great feature.
We'll name some of them.
All of these, this is a rare thing that all of the things that we mentioned in a video from like 3 or 4 years ago still hold up to 2022. Yeah. Like everything's still there.
Yeah. So Radnor Lake State Park, Just Love Coffee, the Well Coffee House, the Just Love Coffee, I think is in down. No, this is the Brentwood location.
This is the Brentwood location.
It's still there. Then you have the South Cumberland State Park. If you wanted to drive a little further away from Nashville, you have Centennial Park.
Ascend Amphitheater.
Which, we just talked about that for the perfect spring day.
Finally opened back up some of their stuff. So take a look at this video. We will embed it in our show notes over at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com so you can take a look at that. Let us know some of your favorite springtime activities. If you've ever done anything on that list, let us know as well, and let us know what your experience was and what you plan on doing on your random spring day off as well. Got some more food tips and Nashville springtime tips coming your way with Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day, it's another great day to hang out in one of the beautiful neighborhoods of Nashville. And this neighborhood is 12 South. The parking over there is awful, so park on the side streets. But you can spend an entire day in 12 South. And one of the best ways to start your morning is off is with a 100-layer donut from $5 Bakery. Once you're done there, you can go shop or get some coffee. Some of the best coffee shops include Frothy Monkey, Portland Brew, or the White Bison location, which is like a convenience store slash coffee shop. You could go across the street from there, go to Draper James and shop a little bit. You can get some cookies at Christy Cookies. Mm-hmm. It's literally a perfect way to spend a day in Nashville.
It really is, especially if you're into the local fashion scene. 12 South is a great place for that.
Which I am definitely not, because I wear a polo every day of the week.
If you're into some of the local dinner scene, there are amazing offerings there. 12 South is another neighborhood that we have covered extensively in our neighborhood series. So if you're in that area and you want to walk around and listen to the history of 12 South while you're in there, there's a park over there, plenty of neighborhood sidewalks. So if you just want to get out, walk around, and listen to the history of 12 South while you're over there, you absolutely can do that with our neighborhood series. We'll make sure to put that in the show notes as well. You can head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com to catch those episodes as well. That is Explore's Nashville Tip of the Day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is in part brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to get 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or at thescreenthreads.com.
One of our favorite places in Nashville that we've talked about over the last 6 months is a place that is really just on the brink of becoming the next big area of Nashville. Could even be bigger than the current downtown area as far as popularity.
That's true. That's very true.
And this is the East Bank. The East Bank is one of those things that holds a lot of potential.
Possibly a new Nissan Stadium. There's a possibility of a new baseball stadium. Maybe some parking.
maybe some parking. I know they're getting rid of a lot of concrete there.
That's true. Maybe some new parks. But one thing for sure is an area called River North, and that is a 65-acre development that basically Oracle bought all of that land and is developing that into their second headquarters. But there's an apartment complex or a mixed-use area called The Landings, and they're about to go into their phase two of construction.
So this is the East Bank's first major mixed-use project, and phase two could break ground early next year. I mean, a lot of East Bank projections are very, very far out. But if you drive down the area where the East Bank is, dirt is turning out that way to prepare for just about everything. So MRP Realty is targeting the first quarter of 2023 to start a new round of construction on The Landings, an additional 433 residential units and close to 14,000 square feet of retail. That's how you do a downtown area.
That's true.
Are now on tap for the site, according to recently filed project documents. Restaurant space is also mentioned. The first phase of The Landings, a highly watched mixed-use project that sits on riverfront land across from Germantown, broke ground in October. Two cranes are up on that initial site, which holds 651 apartment units, which...
Wow.
Lord.
Wow.
78,000 square feet of office space and 80,000 square feet of retail.
Now, so that's ultimately how you do retail space.
that's a true mixed use development right here.
According to the Nashville Business Journal, only one more undeveloped lot will remain after the second phase breaks ground. So there's still two more phases, basically the second and the third phase.
If you're listening to this, we've got some renderings to show. And this is very, very fun to see some renderings on the East Bank. So highly recommend take a look over at xplr.nash on YouTube or head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com to see this video. But let's take a look at some of the renderings that we have here of this.
And so this is
all from the Nashville Business Journal.
Yeah. So this is the aerial view of the landings looking east. There's a nice little boat right there in the rendering as well. But this is an area where you're starting to see the 80,000 square feet of retail space, some of the office space, and two of the different apartment complexes.
So this is also starting to remind me, you can see Topgolf in the distance as well. You might find a golf ball or two.
On your construction site.
Or on your balcony.
Or in your apartment.
But some of it actually reminds me, and it reminded me of the time when we first saw these renderings, of the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah.
Really has the feel of kind of a farmer's market, very open air type environment with some of these riverfront kind of office and restaurant and retail areas.
I also love the little waterfront park. So I just think it's going to be such a great amenity to this area. So this is a little closer to the mixed use area / retail area. So what Aaron was saying about the farmer's market, you have these two buildings with the black type roof. This looks like the farmer's market to me.
I mean, just a large area that's full of retail, restaurants, where people can literally, this is a fantastic live, work, play environment.
Oh, hands down.
So we're going to feel, honestly, the energy of the Gulch in that live, work, play environment mixed
with the farmer's market.
Mixed with that farmer's market,
yep.
Germantown type feel as well, as far as the offerings that come with it.
Yeah, I think the thing that
it's going to be awesome.
The thing that the Gulch is really missing is a park. And Germantown has the parks.
The Gulch is just not open enough. That's true. Like Germantown is much more open. So I think that this blends really everything that people have loved about Nashville into one area so far.
Yes. So the next photo that we're going to be talking about is one of the apartment buildings. I don't know if this is the 615 units or the 400 units. It's one of the apartment buildings with a little mixed use, maybe coffee shop space in the ground floor.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see all of this. This is all new. Like, this is not built on really a lot of existing Nashville infrastructure. So the streets are new.
So maybe they actually designed them pretty well.
Yeah. So, I mean, you really have the chance to, you know, get things right and develop things the way you want to when you kind of can design the entire space within itself.
I think this next photo is more of the architecture that I really like in this one. But I think this is going to be the office space because I don't really see a residential space being in
so
this building.
I think this is probably one of the mixed use within mixed use. It looks like office on the top, retail restaurants on the bottom.
Yeah.
I believe this is one of those black roof buildings. The one that was on the right side.
This reminds me of a lot of the structures in Boston, Massachusetts. They have like a lot of outdoor vendors like this, but
cool.
With like office spaces above the retail.
Very cool.
So I'm really excited to see this when this is done. The next one is going to be more of your retail space. So that could be a coffee shop, a gym. They have 80,000 square feet of retail space, which is absolutely enormous for this area. I think 30,000 square feet of it is going to be occupied by Publix.
Interesting.
Or Whole Foods.
Interesting. I'm very interested to see, you know, what moves into that area.
That area desperately needs a grocery store. The closest grocery store is either the Kroger off of Roselle Parks or the Kroger off of Gallatin in East Nashville. That is an area that is desperate need of a grocery store.
Yeah. And, you know, grocery stores, they have to make those decisions
now.
Way ahead of time. So very interested to see what will come into that market. Here's another rendering from the Nashville Business Journal of kind of a floor view outside of this farmer's market looking area. Honestly, I wouldn't mind if another farmer's market as a whole came out here. East Nashville Farmer's Market
could have a full-time place there.
This could be the new home of kind of the East Nashville Farmer's Market.
Yeah, I think. Absolutely. And I think this is just a great as I keep saying, this is a great blend of the outdoor area with the park type setting.
Yeah, and can enjoy even a view of downtown Nashville from that area.
This next one is a street view, so you see a lot of the mixed use things, but what really stood out to me is how wide the streets are, especially if it's a one-way street.
Yeah, so this reminds me a lot of Capitol View,
because yep.
Capitol View was able to do the same thing with a lot of their streets. They were able to
have street parking, sidewalks.
Yeah, they were really able to, in certain spots, really design the entire thing and restructure it how they needed to, and this reminds me a lot of Capitol View in that way.
All right, so this last photo is looking southwestbound. So you can see Topgolf there. You can see some of the apartment complex. But the cool thing about this is you can see the Nashville skyline. So I'm really hoping in one of these apartment complexes or two that they have a sky lounge so you can watch the sunsets or sunrises of the Nashville skyline.
Yeah, so this is just one small little phase of the East Bank. The East Bank is going to be really 20 times this. Now, not very quickly. It's going to take a long time for the East Bank to get to the vision that has been set before it. But that little area is just kind of one piece to the puzzle to make the East Bank going all the way up to Trinity and kind of north and curving around the river and connecting down to downtown Nashville. I mean, there's just a lot of potential there. But it's very cool to see you know, as the landings continue, what they have in store for that area.
If you want to learn more about the East Bank, we have an entire week-long series that we dedicated to the history of the East Bank and some of the, like, significant development of the East Bank. So you can find that in our YouTube channel.
Yeah, so let us know. Are you excited for the East Bank? Do you think that the East Nashville Farmers Market will find a home in here? What would be some of the places that you would put in this area? Let us know down in the comments. We also have a place for you to join our Discord, nationaldailypodcast.com/connect. Hope to see you there. Hope you have a good rest of your day, and we will see you tomorrow. For listening to Nashville Daily.
To learn more about today's episode, visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. And to stay connected, head to our Discord and you can find the link at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com/connect. Nashville Daily is now offering tours. If you would like to take a tour of downtown Nashville, head to the link in the show notes or find out more details at NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Nashville Daily Podcast is an Explore.Nash production. Copyright 2022.